Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show. Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. And got some good news for you.
What's that?
Well, it's Friday.
No, that is good news.
It's
really good news.
Oh, I don't know if this is good news, though. You know the digital signs that the highway department puts up?
Yes.
And yeah, maybe it depends on what state you live in. Sometimes they're funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the federal government may be shutting that down.
What?
Why?
They're talking about it right now. They think it's distracting, the funny part.
Oh.
So I guess they might still display whatever the sign is going to say, but it can't be funny?
What?
I don't know why it's distracting.
I don't know how it's more distracting than anything else you pass.
I know.
You know what's distracting are the violent other drivers that are around you, you know?
That aren't paying attention to the signs.
Oh my goodness.
Do you like those signs?
I think they're funny because I feel like in recent years, and maybe this is the problem because people snap pictures of them as they're driving.
Oh, well, you shouldn't do that.
But it's kind of become like the new funny church sign.
Right.
Because they're getting more creative. The funniest one I ever saw, it was actually kind of mean-spirited though. In a construction zone, I don't know who updated it, but it said, "You'll never get to work on time." Ha ha. That's so mean.
Just accept it.
Well, what do you think? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So we got a... I saw one that was just cute. It said, "Don't hurry, be happy."
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too.
I saw one that said, "Camp in the woods, not the left lane."
Yes.
Sally's like, "Amen." So am I.
Amen. Stay out of that left lane. Yep. I love this one. I'm looking at it. It says, "I'm just a sign asking a driver to use their turn signals."
Oh my goodness. That's fun.
I like this one. "Tailgating is for football, not for highways." There.
Oh, goodness.
Hocus pocus, drive with focus.
I was one at Christmas. Santa sees you when you're speeding.
I mean, if you have to take these away, don't you need to remove billboards?
Yes.
Those could be distracting.
Yes.
Oh, hey, you have got something there, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, and if you happen, I don't know if you knew this, but the Family Life Radio headquarters happens to be in Arizona. And I don't know how you can live in Arizona and not know what attorney to call. Oh my gosh. It's nonstop.
Take your pick.
Every attorney in the world is advertising. It's ridiculous.
Oh goodness.
No matter what your problem is.
Exactly.
Or, how about the funeral one? Guaranteeing a complete funeral for $1,000.
Well, I thought it was a complete cremation.
Cremation.
Yes.
That's it.
As opposed to what?
I know. So maybe you've got something that you're looking at, you want to attempt to do, or, you know, I just don't feel like you have time for certain things, or something costs too much. For example, somebody sent this to us. Start a business. To start this one thing, you might need roughly $999. Buy a new phone. $999. No problem.
Well, that does hurt a little.
Yeah. Healthy groceries. $100. That's too much. Dinner and dessert. $100. No problem.
Ooh.
Watch Netflix. 2 hours. Oh, let's just do one more episode. Read your Bible. I don't have any time.
Are you attacking me? Man.
Wow.
Tough room.
You know, it's all perspective and priority. Mm. And I don't know why. Well, let's just face it, guys. The fun stuff is the priority, right? I mean, that's the way we view it.
Yes.
But I'll tell you that if sometimes when you dive in with God, you could hang out all day. It's just like, oh, this is, I'm really learning. I'm really getting close to Him. This is good stuff. And the next thing you know, you've lost some track of time.
And that's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You're going to lose time. That's the place to do it.
Yep.
There you go.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Thanks so much for listening this morning. hey, we've got something we'd love to give to you. It's a prayer journal. And it starts out with a verse at the top. And today's verse is Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And so obviously you want to, you know, try to make your heart pure. But I love this in the message. I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Help us, O Lord. So in the message, it says, you're blessed when you get your inside world and mind and heart put right.
Oh.
Then you can see God in the outside world.
Well,
I like that too.
Clean up your inside before you do good the outside.
Well, you know, I think it also coincides with, you know, I know a lot of people that see what they call God winks all the time,
mm-hmm.
which is some sort of sign from God or some sort of, you just see it, like for example, the other day I'm behind one of those tow trucks that doesn't have that flap thing like the old trucks had that would pick up the car. It's like this crossbar that goes under the front of the car and I'm driving uh-huh. behind it. I'm like, that is a cross.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. And it hit me right when I needed it. I was like, oh, that, thank you, Lord. But I think
you know,
that
Roger and I had to go to a funeral for a friend yesterday, and it was a dreary day and raining. And we pulled into the parking lot, and what did we see? But a rainbow, guys, covered the entire church,
wow.
side to side. And there's a God wink for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it's your posture.
Yeah.
Are we looking for Him? Are we in a state of mind of expectancy for what God's going to show you? What is God going to, how is He going to, you're going to see a glimpse of Him today? You can look for it, you know. Reminds me, there was a country song George Strait put out years ago called I Saw God Today.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And it was all about little tiny things of seeing God do some cool stuff, you know.
I love that.
I do too.
Got to be observant.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
We can actually get this prayer journal in your hands. So that's fun. And we'll do it with your best gift. All you have to do is, you know, whatever you give, that's our thank you gift to you. And I think it's really fun because you get to write in it. And then at the end of the year, look back at all of the prayers that God answered throughout 2024. How fun.
I love that. Yes. And so it's designed to help you kick off this new year with God and remembering all He's done. So this special gift, well, it's only available until the end of January, which is like right around the corner. So give your best gift right now at myflr.org or by giving on the Family Life Radio app.
Hey, Annette, we'd love to hear your favorite God wink.
Yes.
Give us a call, 888-888-9976. So we're talking about God winks this morning and how you position yourself. In other words, you kind of have to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to, I think it's a state of mind to be in throughout your day. You're posturing yourself. Betty is with us, and you got one for us?
I just wanted to share a God wink.
Yeah.
And actually, I'll just share two real quick. Last week, I was driving, and it was very cloudy and dreary here. And I just said, Lord, you know, I would just really like to talk to a friend today. And lo and behold, a friend had texted me, and it just turned out that we could have a Zoom meeting together that very same day. And I just thought, oh, how beautiful. And then yesterday, cloudy and dreary all day. And then I said, oh, Lord, I would just want to see a little bit of sunshine. And sure enough, about, I don't think it was maybe 1:30, I had gone out and the sun just kind of peeked through the clouds real quick.
Oh.
And then again around 3:00, I said, sunshine. And there it was. Wasn't very much, but it was just enough that I said, oh, Lord, there it is.
Oh, that's fun.
I love that.
Yes. And then this morning when you said posturing, that was a word that came to me around Christmas time through a Christmas devotional. Posture our hearts to receive. I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love that.
Yeah, you're that's welcome. Fun. You know, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, which we, of course, all know that's not where you get a tan, but you rust. But it's the only place where in the forecast it'll actually say sun breaks today around 3 o'clock.
Ow. Yeah. Funny.
The term sunbreak.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Wow. This Arizona girl does not relate.
Exactly.
Right?
I just put a tip jar here next to the console.
You stop it.
What?
Good luck with that.
Oh, man. I was just talking with a friend yesterday because this story has gone viral. Like, tipping culture is a little out of control. She was shopping for her dress, her wedding dress, at a bridal shop. She bought a multi-$1,000 dress, and when she went to pay, they turned the little pad around, and it was, you could tip 10, 15, or 20%. And she was like, that would end up being like $700 if I added a tip.
Man.
Like, I feel like shopping at the place was the tip. Like, you're spending thousands of dollars there.
Yeah, it's kind of snuck into everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Really interesting. You want to chime in on numbers 888-888-9976. Good morning.
I own a business, and when I scan people's cards, I actually clear that out to where they just sign and then they get their receipt.
Uh-huh.
Recently, this one lady said, oh, I was going to give you a tip. And I said, oh, I said, I normally clear that out. She goes, why would you do that? She goes, you can get a lot of money that way. And I was like, okay, well, hold on. You're already buying the product. I'm like, you're buying my cupcakes and you're buying my cakes. And she bought cheesecake. I said, why would you give me any more than what I'm asking on the package? And she goes, well, all of your hard work. I said, but that's going in the price. So, like, if I go to a coffee shop and they're expecting a tip, I'm going to tip you to make my coffee. I thought I just bought my coffee for you to make it, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's just a different way of thinking, I guess, these days. I guess if food is involved, it seems more acceptable, but if you're getting your car repaired, I don't tip the mechanic.
No.
But you're right.
But I would absolutely be happy to tip you for making a delicious cupcake.
Aww.
Well, that's true.
Well, I appreciate that. And I do actually have a jar. It's kind of hidden on my counter, which it's funny to me because it's hidden by, like, my business cards and greeting cards and cards that say, you know, Christian sayings and stuff. And people still seem to find it and throw some dollars in there. And I appreciate that, but it's really not. And when the last person, she wanted to tip me, she just put the money on the counter. I was like, okay, so I'll just put a tip jar here. Would that be enough for everybody? So everybody's happy about that. But
there you go.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
So, the 30-day challenge is where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And by the way, we make that statement. Here's why. We're not just saying that. That's what we hear from listeners all the time. I started listening to Family Life Radio, and after that 30-day challenge, things changed. And it makes sense. And, you know, it might be tempting to switch over to the News Talk station or, oh, let's listen to, you know, another format or whatever. But when you got nothing but good coming in, it just makes you think that would do something, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yep.
Family Life Radio, hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about the 30-day challenge.
Well, who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Ashley, where are you calling from?
From Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Ashley. Well, congratulations.
Oh.
You got in, and just for getting through and taking that 30-day challenge, we got some free music for you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, you've been taking the challenge?
Yes.
How's it going for you?
It's going good. I started about a couple of weeks ago because here in Albuquerque, it's on 91.5, and they were out at a soccer arena, and they gave us some information, so me and my family started listening.
No way! You are a brand new listener?
Yes.
Wow!
That's cool.
That is awesome. Well, that is neat. Well, welcome to the Family Life Radio family.
Oh, thank you. We're excited. Even my children have been loving listening to the radio station, so that's exciting too.
Well, you know, if you've never listened to Family Life Radio before, all these songs might be new to you.
Well, a lot of the that are on, they actually play them at our church. We thought they were our church. We thought they were the ones that were writing the songs. And then...
Very talented worship team.
Hey.
Yeah. You're like, wait a second. We sang this song at church.
Exactly. I was like, hold on. What's going on?
That's funny. Oh, wow. Well, welcome. This is so cool.
Very exciting.
Hey, we'd love to hear your story. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Elliot is with us from Tucson, Arizona. What's going on?
I wanted to share what God's done in this short time that we've been in 2024 already.
Tell us. Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, I checked into the ER on the 2nd of January and had surgery, had a lumbar refusion on my back on the 4th.
All right.
And I'm out of pain. I've been in pain, like major pain, walking for about 3 years now, and I'm out of pain.
Praise God.
Yes, and God's just put everything in my life for me to get off the pain meds early.
That's wonderful.
Yes. He's also, through my work, they're willing to help me pay for my rent and utilities.
Your job is willing to pay for your rent and utilities?
Wow.
Yes. I've never been supported by a company so much. It's just amazing.
So how did this happen?
I just let him know. I said, hey, I had to have emergency surgery, and I'm having, you know, to wait a couple weeks until I can go back to work. And they have this program called MLBA, and it's everybody taking care of each other. Mm. You put a little bit in the pot, and the pot grows, and it's able to be able to help people.
You know,
wow.
That reminds me, we have a benevolent fund here at the radio station, and I had the thought the other day, I need to give money to that so that we can help people and just in your same situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He's just been showering me with blessings and with just showing me the support that I have in my life.
Mm.
And it's just amazing.
Amen. How beautiful. Hey, we want to hear your good news. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Misty is texting while on the show.
I'm sorry.
What is going on here? Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Hope you're having a good morning. What's going on?
My husband just sent me some exciting news about what he found in the cat litter box.
What?
I know. Okay, that sounds weird. So just a little over a week ago, our cat had surgery, and there hasn't been anything, and we were getting really worried. And so we called the vet, and they're like, that's pretty typical. Like, anesthesia can cause this. And by day 8, we're freaking out, and we're like, this cannot be normal. Like, this is a really long time. And they said, well, you know, try this, and then if that doesn't work, you might need to bring him in for assistance.
Oh, no.
I was like, I did not have that on my 2024 bingo card, but fortunately it worked. And so my husband was just texting to let me know the litter box is not empty.
That is great
news.
Exciting. Wow, praise the Lord.
I've never been so excited about a dirty litter box in my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to my cat. You did it.
I love this. My husband, likewise, it's just, this is marital bliss, just so you know.
What?
He sends me every morning a poo report.
A what?
On the dogs.
Oh, I'm Our so glad dogs. You added on the dogs.
Oh, hold on. So he takes the dogs out. I work from home. And so he knows it's important to me to know, do they need any extra care or not? And so every morning I get a text with a picture of two dogs, a little pile, if you will, and hearts.
Oh, goodness.
It's his demonstration of love to me.
Funny things spouses text to each other.
Man.
Okay, if you happen to be married and you've got one, you can let us know at 888-888-9976. Next hour, we have our joy report. Don't worry, we won't have that other report on the roof. Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Misty's with us.
Hello, good morning.
As well as Sally.
Good morning.
I'm that Kenkel Fritz guy. So, somebody sent us this meme, and it's very thought-provoking. It says, when you tell someone that you'll pray for them, you've made a promise to speak to God on their behalf. Those are serious words not to be taken lightly. Someone is counting on you.
Mm.
And after, that's a very sobering thought. I was like, uh-oh. Because I know I've done that. I know I've said I'm praying for you and maybe not followed through. One of the things that I started doing a few years ago was just saying, just doing it right on the spot. Like, you know, if I've got, even if I'm, you know, if it's something that's digitally, like if I'm emailing somebody or if, you know, or if texting, and I would just do it right then and say, I just prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not promising anything, but you just did it. Unless you are really going to put it on your prayer request list or whatever and do it every day, and you, you know, if you're going to say that, I guess you should.
You know, it never occurred to me until recently to keep one of those. And my mom said something. It was somebody that we both know. Her daughter was really sick, and she said, could you put her on your prayer request list? And I was like, I mean, I'll say a prayer for her right now. And she goes, do you not have a prayer request list? And I was like, no. She goes, do you just wing it? and I thought about it, like, you know, and she's right. And I do the same thing. Like, I will pause and pray right then with the intention of going back to it and bringing it up to God again later. But then
I forget.
Yeah. And it's not intentional. But I was like, that's why this was sobering to me, too. It's like, man, I'm not always following through. And maybe I need to write these things down because my mind's not going to remember them.
Right.
That's good. Yeah. You know, when somebody writes to me or says, you know, I've got a huge concern, I found myself even texting a prayer back.
That's good.
Just as my way of praying. And so then they have that prayer to hold on to. And I don't know, I find that very healing for me, and I hope for them as well.
Yeah. Well, it is good. It's good to pause and pray. And I found myself lately, it's interesting, just being more peaceful, even if you're praying for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know why. I just, I think it's you just hung out with God. You know, you just spent some time with Him. If you want to chime in, we'd love to hear what you think about it. 888-888-9976. A God wink. Just a little sign from God. And some of those are really powerful. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And John is with us. You said you had one. Tell us what happened now.
7 years ago at Easter, I had doubts. I was thinking this, maybe this wasn't true. Maybe the resurrection really wasn't, you know, somehow doubts had gotten in my mind. And I was blue. And I asked God, can you give me signs? I know you've given them to me before. I got a text from my son that morning, Easter morning. At that time, he was an agnostic or an atheist. And the text, he had always heard us say at Easter, he is risen. He is risen indeed. But he had, you know, he had never, ever texted me or said anything to me. I got a text after I had my doubts, and the text said, he has risen, ? I think that's right. Now, I know he was trying to say to me, is this what you used to tell me, Dad? But it was still coming out with your reading. He has risen, ? I think that's right.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Well, that was pretty cool when I thought about it. But then I'm shaking my head, and I walk outside. And I lived in that house for 11 years, and that's the only time this happened. My neighbor's house, they had a green sign, two handwritten signs on their front lawn that morning. He has risen. And the next one said, he has risen indeed.
Oh, that's cool. Love that.
Wow.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for some joy.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
This is the Joy Report, and we're wanting to know what's bringing you joy today at 888-888-9976. Kyle is with us. What's bringing you joy?
My wife had about 75 pounds or so that she's lost so far. I mean, I wish my wife could have went on one of those shows, The Biggest Loser or something, because she's so motivated and it's just coming off of her, and she's so inspirational to other people that are trying to lose weight. It's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
She cut out, you know, soda and all the sugars and carbs, the unnecessary stuff that we don't need, and we actually eat really healthy, and it transforms your life.
Did you guys just instantaneously do it, or was it over time you slowly changed your diet? What happened?
So my wife was actually considering getting like a stomach surgery to help her. She's struggled with weight for years, her whole life, and something just clicked. I said, honey, you know, you're going to have to make a change to your eating habits after you have have this surgery. Maybe we should try changing our habits before we have the surgery. And she was praying about it, of course, all the time. We went to see the doctor, and the doctor kind of said the same thing. So she just started changing her habits, and God just answered her prayers and gave her the knowledge to do it. I can't explain it any other way. It just clicked for her one day. It
sounds like it's God.
Yeah.
Fantastic. God is good.
That is exciting.
Yeah, I love my wife.
Well, it's so cool that he has such a great cheering squad.
Yes.
You. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I ask my husband, I know you don't feel like going for a walk, but would you go for a walk with me? And he says, yes.
Yeah.
It's a huge blessing.
Yeah, it's important. And, you know, I'm not as good as I should be. You know, we all struggle, I'm sure, one way or another. But I think I'm going to go home today and make sure we get out on a walk.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
You guys are inspiring. Thank you.
Aww.
Good. Hey, we want to hear what's bringing you joy. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends, and hope you're taking that 30-day challenge where you're listening to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight. We're giving away goodies for taking that challenge. Free music. Someone's going to win concert tickets, four concert tickets of their choice.
Hello?
Nikki? Hey, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends calling from Family Life Radio.
Hello, how are you doing?
So, Nikki, you have been taking that 30-day challenge, right?
Yes, I sure have. Matter of fact, I just had you on the radio.
She's like, I'm taking it right now.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I did.
Well, Nikki, a part of that 30-day challenge is to win four concert tickets to a concert of your choice.
Oh, my goodness. She just told me about that the other day whenever I called. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
You won, Nikki.
What? No way.
Yes way.
That's my first time ever, and I'm 57 years old, ever winning anything.
You've never won anything before?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. See how good God is. See how that works.
I love that this is happening right at the beginning of the year. Like, winning for the first time ever sets a really nice tone for 2024.
That's true.
There you go. I have got chills from head to toe. I just got off work from FedEx just now. I just got in my car, and lo and behold, here you are calling me. That's wonderful. I'm so glad.
And thank you for bringing our packages to us.
I was going to say.
Yes, it's a little bit of a rougher job than I expected, but it's got me in good shape, boy. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, our promotions director is going to give you a call and ask you what concert do you want to go to?
Well, oh my gosh, I appreciate it so much. You guys are the best. You rock. And I'm not going to just do a 30-day challenge. I'm just going to do a 365-day challenge.
Yeah, how about that?
Girl. Yay.
There you go.
I believe in biggie sizing it for
That's
sure.
Right.
There's nowhere else to go but up from here, you know?
That's all right. Got.
There you go.
Well, I'll be looking for a FedEx coming to you.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.